T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Johnny MC. He's your artist of the day.
Well, there's a black man with black hair. Little black man, he's got an interstate running through his front yard. You know, he thinks he's got it so good.
John Cougar Mellencamp is your artist of the day, and your keyword to cash this hour. What? Yeah, he is. Dana looks at me. We've been on the air for 2 hours. She goes, he is? Yes. John Cougar Mellencamp is your artist of the day. Your keyword to cash is bike, B-I-K-E. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with a keyword to cash. I just saw something on Twitter. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I will trust the source. The source has no reason to lie. You all may know this song. It's a very famous song from the 1970s by one Peter Frampton. Rod, if you will.
Suddenly the day turns into night. Far away.
You wonder why artists tour nonstop, and they say the real money is in the touring nowadays. You've heard that, Rod, right? You can't make the money off of writing the songs. You got to make the money off of playing the songs in concert because there's no money in selling your songs anymore.
Okay.
Peter Frampton just wrote the other day on Twitter, 55 million streams of Baby I Love Your Way. From ASCAP, I received $1,700.
Wow.
Let me read that again. Rod, play that great super hit from the 1970s from Peter Frampton. Frampton just claimed on Twitter that there were 55 million streams of that song. And he claims from ASCAP, which monitors all the songs that get played in various places, and then they charge them, and then they send to the artist and the people affiliated with the artist their money. Peter Frampton says from 55 million streams of that song alone, he received $1,700.
I can't decide if that's good or bad.
That's horrible.
Well, it's also a 40-year-old song.
But even if
55
you got
55 million,
even if you got 50
screens.
Cents, 50 cents every time someone's listening to it, he would have a lot of money.
$1,700 and 55 million people looked at it?
It's a 40-year-old song. Do you get more money if it's newer? I don't
know.
That's
a great question.
That is a good question.
I don't know.
I don't know how this music stuff works. I remember back in the day, though, you know, when people would go into record stores and they would buy your record or your cassette or your CD or whatever, these artists were making tons of money. I mean, there were bands that literally made their money back in the day just selling CDs. I'll play you one here in a second, and I know you'll remember it.
Okay.
But there were a lot of bands, Milli Vanilli, that just made their money off of selling CDs. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to go perform live. And that's either a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, you decide. But it is completely switched where now you cannot sell your music online and make a lot of money. Here's a classic example of a band that I'm not sure ever toured that made a ton of money right out of the gate off of one song. Rod, you remember that song, KWS, early 1990s? They put that song out. It was like a number one hit on the dance chart.
Mm-hmm.
They made millions of dollars.
All right.
Guess who has a KWS CD
That's
in his CD collection?
That's Stone your Cold. Problem.
Stone Cold. This guy. I still have it to this day.
Yeah, I'm the woman that didn't know you can no longer put a CD in a laptop anymore. And you're the guy that owns that song.
I own the whole record.
You guys are so special.
And we're a special kind of stupid. Anyway, keyword to cash, by the way, is bike, B-I-K-E. Text that into 72881.
Did you guys see the survey from work there? They asked 1,000 people what made them happy or unhappy at work. Thought that was rather interesting.
Happy or unhappy at work.
Uh-huh. And it's really simple stuff.
Flexibility.
Nope.
Okay.
Beyond simple.
Okay. What do you call it?
Free food.
Company kitchen.
Yeah.
Free food.
Free food was number three. Colleagues bringing in treats for the office. 80% of people said that made them happy at work. Chatting and catching up with your office pals after the weekend made 74% of people happy.
Okay.
The moment the faulty piece of equipment is finally fixed made 73% of people
happy. Why do you think we all stress out when you're not here?
I know.
No one knows what to do with the copier.
Exactly.
And I don't mean when it's broken. I mean just putting paper in it.
Yep.
Why are there four drawers for paper in the copier?
Just give it up. 83% lunch break. And 85% receiving a well done or a thank you from a boss or a client.
Oh, wait. Go back to that one. Say that again.
Receiving a well done
What percentage?
85%.
Receiving a well done or a thank you from a boss or a client.
Was the number one thing that made people happy at work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
When was the last time, who's your boss? Because it sure as hell ain't me.
Alan.
When was the last time Alan said, Karen, nice job?
Last week, actually.
Don't lie.
No, last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Rod, who's your boss? Because it ain't me. Is it Alan?
Yeah.
When was the last time Alan said, nice job to you?
I don't usually deserve that.
Okay. Dana?
Well, we don't really... You know, we don't do reviews anymore, which I think is the biggest waste and crock of time in the history of employment. Not here, but everywhere. There is nothing dumber than the semi or annual review.
No, completely agree.
Where you tell them where you can improve, and they tell them where you can improve, and they can fire you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't go out of my way to look for stuff like that.
Do you want it?
No.
You don't care if Alan says to you, hey, nice job. No. I mean, you did a good job.
I know he thinks we do a good job because if he didn't, I think we would hear about it.
So the lack of him saying anything to you is your way of interpreting a,
yeah,
hey, good job.
You know me. If you don't hear from him, that's good.
Hmm.
Do you know when I hear the most that I've done a good job? When you aren't here. And that is not a slight on you at all. It's just, and you know this, doing 4 hours alone is a different beast, and it's not my favorite thing to do. And the shows are different when I'm gone, and they are certainly different when you're gone. They just are. Mm-hmm. And so people will say, you did a nice job this week. And, you know, I'm like, cool, thanks. It's, you know, I don't like pushing the buttons, and you know I don't like pushing the buttons. But I don't, like, have some need to hear, to have that ego stroke.
So this isn't something when if somebody were to poll you and say, what do you want in your work?
No, it'd be another week's vacation.
Can you fit another week in?
You know me. No. It's fine. Now, give me the flip side of that. So I don't need someone saying, oh, you did such a good job. I don't need that at all. But
you also don't need.
If someone comes in and says, you really suck today. Then that drives me crazy. The opposite reaction is way more
impactful
than it would have been just for randomly somebody saying, oh, you did a good job today. That I'm like, yeah, great. if someone says you did a horrible job at your job today, whatever your job is, doesn't that drive you crazy?
It would certainly make me second guess myself.
And not just you or me or Kara, but anyone listening.
Anybody, yeah.
If someone says to you, you suck at being a plumber or a teacher or any of that stuff, really?
What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah, what do you want?
I'd like to get away from my desk for half an hour.
To do what?
Anything.
Like walk? Well, you can't walk.
Just be away from my desk for half an hour.
Why can't she walk?
Because she's full of baby right now. I meant like you see these people outside going around the...
Exercising
at
lunchtime? Yeah.
There's no way. I remember being that pregnant.
I'd just be a sweaty mess.
Okay, let's say you didn't have to do the news every 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay? What would you do?
I don't know. Never had that option. Maybe I'd go to Target.
Yeah?
And what would you do at Target? Just walk around?
I'd buy something.
Yeah. There's a Starbucks over there.
That's what you want to do. You want 30 minutes to walk around.
Yeah.
Who's out in the newsroom right now?
Weinbaum and Rebecca? No, we're not. No.
Why not?
Because. That's weird.
I can have Weinbaum do the 4:30.
No, but if you if you had to pick, really, it would be a small break.
Yeah.
Or food. Those two things?
Well, considering how often we have free food around here, I don't feel like
I don't believe she said food.
But I'm saying for most people, food is up there for everybody. I mean, come on. We all like it when someone brings in
We get a ton of free food.
Oh, my gosh.
Here.
There's Hershey's Kisses out there today. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's cool. Doesn't suck. I'll eat one of those.
And it's always on my desk.
It is always on your desk. You know what's interesting that nobody said? Money.
Yeah, these are really simple things that make you happy at work. These are not long-term.
More money would make me happy.
But does money trump all of those things?
I think you would almost have to.
I don't know if I agree.
More money or more time to yourself?
I think most people would say time.
Because of the size of your paycheck.
I think people would say they would rather have time over money. That's all I'm saying. If you could have an extra week's vacation.
When you say people.
In the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how about this one?
Well, there are a lot of people in the world that would just like toilet paper.
How about this one?
Okay.
Would you rather do a 4-day work week or have more money?
Ooh.
More money.
Would the 4-day work week be the same amount of money?
Uh-huh.
I'm out on Fridays. I'm sorry. See ya. Some country just did this. Which country was it? Was it France?
Some European country. Yeah.
France, let me look this up, just went to 4 days.
See, isn't it weird? The two guys on the show said, I would still work 5 days a week with more money, and the women want the 4-day work week with the same amount of money. Isn't that weird?
I would rather have it with my kiddo.
France has a 35-hour.
So you prefer the 4-day work week, same amount of money you're making right now, right? So would she. Rod and I just said, we'll continue with the 5-day work week. More money, please. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
I think Netherlands has a 4-day work week.
Here, watch this, watch this. Hang on. Let me do like a little, since we have a 2-for-2 here, okay? I'm going to throw this on the table. I'm your boss.
Okay.
I'm going to give you, Rod, Kara, and Dana, each $20,000 more per year. No, that's too much. I'm going to give you $10,000 more per year.
Okay.
$10,000,
mm-hmm.
$800 more per month, or one extra week of vacation.
Oh, money.
2 extra weeks of vacation.
Money.
But 10 grand is not really 10 grand after taxes come out. Would you really see that in your check? Mm-hmm. Is it $100 if for every 10,000? Some HR person told me this once.
No, it's 20.
Oh, that's your mortgage.
Okay.
What?
Never mind.
Jesus God.
No, in that case, because that's daycare. Oh. That $10,000 is daycare for me. Now, give me 5 years from now, I'm probably taking the time.
Mm. How come?
Rod, extra week, $10,000. What do you want?
I want the money.
Okay.
Is it in a cash lump sum? Then I want the money. If it's divided by 52 weeks out of the year or 26 weeks, no, I want the week.
I want the money.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Don't spend life suffering from an injury or chronic pain. Dr. Kendra Pearson and her skilled medical rehab and chiropractic team at Northland Physical Medicine can get you back to a pain-free life. Their advanced chiropractic and medical techniques are individualized to treat each patient's issues. I became a huge fan after meeting Dr. Kendra and touring her facility. Northland Physical Medicine will set you on the path to a healthier and happier you. Schedule a free consultation at northlandphysicalmedicine.com.
You know, we were talking about that four-day work week. And somebody texted in, and I looked it up, and it's a story from back in March. But yes, the community of Plattsburgh, Missouri, voted, the school board did, 4-3 in support of a four-day school week, Monday through Thursday. And they didn't do it because they wanted to save energy or turn off lights or anything. They did it to retain teachers in their small town.
Really?
The district has a 25% turnover rate annually with their teacher ranks. So they thought if we go to a Monday through Thursday schedule, maybe we can keep teachers longer. Now, it sounds great. Let's send the kids to school a little bit longer during the day, but they only go Monday through Thursday. Sounds great unless you're a parent that doesn't work in the district, right? What would you do if you sent your first grader to school Monday through Thursday, but you worked at the Sprint Center or campus?
You would have to find
daycare
other arrangements
for one day a week.
But if you have a kindergartner or first grader and a sixth grader and a high schooler, the high schooler stays home.
Smokes weed.
Watches the kids.
Smokes weed.
It probably is a model that has cost some parents daycare.
Somebody says Lathrop, Missouri. I don't know if this is true or not, but they say Lathrop, Missouri is 4 days a week for years. I beg your pardon. It's Tuesday through Friday. The school provides free care on Mondays. So aren't you really sending your kids to school then on Monday? You're only doing it to retain teachers, I guess. But the kids still have to go somewhere. Now, somebody else says everybody likes it. Okay. What do you do with your kid on Monday? Let's say it is Tuesday through Friday. What do you do with your kid on that Monday? Why don't we all do it? Why don't we all work Tuesday through Friday? We'll take Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ. A Lawrence mom accused of trying to kill her children will go through a mental evaluation. More next.
Dana Wright here for Dr. Tag in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. You know my girlfriend's down more than 50 pounds. I dropped 20 before I went to Mexico, and I've kept every ounce of it off. Medically managed weight loss. You got to give it a try. If you have tried everything, if you're tired of banging your head against a wall, try medically managed weight loss. Look, school will be back in session soon. Take some time for you when the kids go back, and check out Dr. Tag. Go in for that first free consultation and see what he can do for you. Maybe for you it's a thyroid issue. It's a vitamin deficiency. That's what they're there to do. Get to the bottom of your weight loss struggle. Give Dr. Tag a call now, 913-814-8222, 913-814-8222, or tagnutrition.com. You tell him Dana sent you.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A woman from Columbia, Missouri, charged with intentionally driving into the Kansas River in Lawrence, killing one of her children and injuring another, will undergo a mental evaluation. 26-year-old Sharon Dingledine is charged with first-degree murder. She and her 1-year-old son survived, but the body of her 5-year-old daughter, Amaya, was pulled from the river on Saturday. Her little boy remains in the ICU. A tragic discovery at a compound in northern New Mexico where 11 malnourished children living in filthy conditions were rescued. At an emotional news conference today, Taos County Sheriff Jerry Hogriff announcing that they have found the remains of a young boy on the property.
Those have been turned over to the Office of Medical Investigations. No positive identification of that child has been made at this time.
One of the men arrested when the children were rescued last Friday was wanted on a child abduction warrant in Georgia. A boy had been reported missing. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana Wright for good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. If you think life insurance is complicated, if you think it is expensive, you need to call Stuart Woodbury. It's not. It's really not. We just went through it. We just updated our life insurance policies, went back over those actually about a week ago, and here's why you need Stuart in your corner. All you have to do is go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com, lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Fill out 3 questions, whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, and the state you live in. That's all it takes. And then all of these quotes will pop up on the screen right there at your fingertips. And Stuart Woodbury is there to help you sort through it. What type you need, how much you need. He's been doing it for decades, and he's happy to help you. 816-792-0700 is the number to call. 816-792-0700. Or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Mostly clear skies, at least for this evening. A few clouds are out there. Because of the heavy rain we had this morning, we'll see some patchy fog developing, and that could slow you down for your morning drive. 65 in the morning, afternoon high of 89. As the fog lifts and skies become mostly sunny, winds will be light tomorrow, not much humidity. 93 on Thursday and about 92 degrees on Friday with partly cloudy skies. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
Hey, it's 85 right now at KCI, 86 downtown, 87 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Let's get to the phones. Paul in St. Joe. Hello, Paul.
How you guys doing? Listen to you guys all the time and really appreciate you guys.
Thank you, man, so much.
I'm just got a real good answer or question, however you want to take it, and I'll get off here real quick.
Okay.
We have a lot of problems across the United States with schools, with shootings, with money to fund the schools, with what to do with the teachers if the schools start shutting down. What they need, what most people need to hear right now, I think, is they need to look at homeschool. I have 3 kids. We're being homeschooled. They're behind the computer most of the day with supervision of cameras that are Bluetooth to the cell phone. You can keep track of your kids, what they're doing, monitoring them. Plus the homeschool, K-12, keeps a monitor on them on the hours that they're behind the computer. And then inter-school play for homeschool, create more teams. And that's what my opinion is. You guys have a great day.
Well, no. Don't drop off. Hang on.
Okay.
Not, and I understand your interest and your enthusiasm for homeschooling, but you would agree not everybody can do that, right?
Right. So the under blue collar people out, which are actually the backbone of America, those kids will be focused on more in the classroom. And then with the bullying and stuff, it's not like segregation to me, but they will be amongst the people that can only afford Kmart brand shoes to the Nikes.
Wait a minute. You're confusing me here, Paul. Are you saying we should all go to homeschooling and get rid of public education? Is that what you're arguing? I'm confused.
Okay. Well, that's the way I'm kind of taking the way society is going. Look at all the shootings that are going on in the school.
But, Paul, all right, hang on. I understand your point about the school shootings, and that has been a horrible thing that has been going on in America since the 1990s. But how are we going? For example, I would not be able to homeschool my children.
It is a full-time job. It would be a full-time job. And the people that we know who have done it have one parent generally in the home, and that is their job, is to be the teacher. And so if everyone was going to do that, one person in that home would have to stay home, would they not?
Okay, right. So what is wrong with that? There's going to be 100 teachers without a job, which would create more jobs to replace them if they were tutored at home.
Oh, so now, but wait a minute.
But then you would have to hire
now,
them.
Now I don't just pay a small fee to send my kids to public schools, which I do through taxes primarily. Now I have to hire someone to come into my home during the day and teach my children on computers I can't afford?
The schools are already supplying our students with tablets.
Oh, he's saying the school. Okay. He's saying the school provide the equipment.
If they already shut this down and everybody goes to homeschool, those supplies can't be distributed to those.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, Paul. And listen, in a utopic world, you know, could everyone stay home and facilitate or supplement with what a school would provide so you could school your child at home? Maybe. I don't have the temperament to do it. I have four children at varying ages along the school continuum. There's no way I could homeschool those kids. There's no way. I think it's for some people. I think it sounds good on paper for others. And I think it is extremely impractical for most families in America.
It works really well if you have a designated breadwinner in the house
who goes out and makes the money.
Whether that's the wife or the husband, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
But take my situation right now. I make a decent living. No doubt about it. I have a girlfriend, but she has her own home. What am I going to do with my kids?
You'd bring them here.
And do what? Spend all day running back and forth to the back office going, now, Sarah, that's not correct. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Is that the new math?
Commercials are about to end. I got to go to Nebraska Furniture Mall. I'll be right back. It doesn't work. It's not practical.
Now, and I think he started going down a socioeconomic conversation.
He went down a socialist conversation. Well, where the government starts handing out everything you need to provide. And let's be honest. Are there some parents in America who should not be homeschooling?
Yes.
I mean,
every time we hear about a kid stored in an attic, quite frankly, Scott,
there are kids that have fallen through the cracks. There are countless parents in America who should not be allowed to homeschool. So what are you going to do with them? You going to send them over to the neighbor's house to get homeschooled over there? I mean, come on.
You know, and teachers will tell you this, Scott. They provide so much more than an education.
Yes,
they provide, in some cases, breakfast. In most cases, lunch. Well, after school, school care, before school care.
Paul, I love your passion, my friend, and it sounds good on paper. I don't think it looks good in reality. Kevin and Lee Summit. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Kevin.
Hey, hey, same. Likewise. Well, I listen to you guys every day. But anyway, I got four things for you guys real quick, and one, I got to rewind them back a little bit because I've been calling you guys forever. All right, number one, always take your time off, Scott, because as you know, your kids are about to go to college. My daughter is going to be a freshman this year in high school. Dude, always take the time off over the money to be with the family. All right? The other thing was, when you talk about the music, TV shows a season ran longer than they do today. So when you're talking about how the music industry has switched, so has television. You had anywhere from 75 to 100 episodes per season in old school TV shows. Now you're lucky if you get 13.
Okay. All right.
All right. The other thing was, if you have a four-day school week for kids that are teenagers, now they can go to work. Okay.
They can't go to work now?
Yeah, but now, but if they go into school 4 out of 5 days, you're talking about what are those kids they're going to do? If they don't have a little sister or brother home that they can take care of, they can either babysit, make extra money that way for other families, or they can go to, or they can be scheduled to go to work that day themselves.
But Kevin, what you're forgetting here is, what about the family, okay, that works Monday through Friday, all right, pays their taxes to provide for a public education for their children, and now has to find extra money to pay for somebody to come over, my daughter to come over and watch their kid on a Monday when they otherwise would have been in a public school while the parent still has to go to work?
I understand what you're saying, Scott, but sometimes you also got to look at the little picture as well. You're also generating responsibility. You're also generating income also for that teenager who has nothing else to do as well. So sometimes it may be a bad thing if you're looking at it from the big picture, but sometimes you also got to step back and look at it from the little side of it as well.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
And your fourth point?
If it wasn't for Henry Ford, we would be working 7 days a week. We're the reason. Henry Ford is the reason we have Saturdays and Sundays off.
Then why do other countries have Saturdays and Sundays off?
Maybe they follow. I don't. They didn't discuss that part of it.
Maybe Henry told them.
Maybe, but maybe those countries followed suit when Henry Ford helped introduce the whole process of having Saturdays and Sundays off for Americans.
Okay. All right. Hey, Kevin. Always great to hear your voice, my friend. 576-7798. Nebraska Furniture Mart is turning 81. Cheers to 81 brilliant years of style, savings, and selection. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And the more you buy, the more you save during the Mart's 81st anniversary sale. Whatever your style, whatever your budget, the Mart has an incredible selection of furniture, flooring, appliances, electronics, home decor, with something for everybody. And you can trust the Mart's friendly sales professionals to help you make the best choice from the huge selection. And talk about convenience. Most items are available for easy pickup or quick delivery. To celebrate their anniversary, save 8, 10, even 12% off the already low Mart price on qualifying furniture and flooring purchases. Shop hot anniversary deals on appliances and electronics too. The Mart makes it easy with 24-month financing store-wide on qualifying purchases of $4.99 or more. See the store for details. Don't miss Nebraska Furniture Mart's 81st anniversary event. What would you do with an extra $15,000? Well, listen to what happened to Dave when he called my friend Chip Glennon to sell his home in Overland Park. Chip's all-inclusive marketing platform generated in 48 hours, 48 showings, and 6 offers. And imagine Dave's excitement when Chip told him, hey, I sold your house for $15,000 more than you were asking. Is your home still on the market? Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And who are we kidding? The only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Call Chip today at this number, 816-872-5400.
516-872-5556. 816-872-5556. Or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com. And start packing. Honeymoon Suite, 1984 on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
If you look up the 32-hour work week, a lot of business publications have looked into this. Which companies have done it? Which countries have done
32
it?
32 hours. So 4-day work week, yeah. 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day, 4-day work week. Or there was a company called, and this is interesting because it's worked for some and it has failed for others. And there could be lots of reasons why. A place called Rooser Design. And they switched to a 4-day work week in 2013, okay? So instead of working on Fridays, employees' schedules went from 6:30 in the morning to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
Mm. See, now that Friday was, off. I worked at a place in Dallas that did 4-10s. So you still worked 40 hours in a week, but you worked 4-10s and you were off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
How'd it work out?
It was great, and we got a lot of work done.
Utah was the first state to enforce 4-day work weeks among state employees, but that program lasted only 3 years. Then there was another company, and they tried it, and then they pulled back. So they did it for 3 years. The place was called, it was an online learning place. They did it for 3 years, and then the CEO stepped in and said, no, we're having now to do layoffs. We're going to go back to 40 hours. He says, quote,
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, he says, we were naive. It was hopeful. But after laying off nearly 20% of its 104 employees, they implemented a 5-day work week. He said he could not reconcile laying people off while letting others work 32 hours a week. I mean, could cities and counties and states be just as productive in 4 days as five?
Well, I mean, take the Driver's License Bureau here in Johnson County, for example. They were off on Mondays. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And what did that lead to? Long lines.
To angry the point, people.
To the point where they had to set Monday hours in the summer. By the way, thank God I went to vote today. And if a mission cop is waiting for me when I leave tonight, I will never be so honest on the radio again. I went to vote today.
Okay.
Only to find out that my driver's license expired 2 months ago.
What?
Yes.
Oh, do you know what a pain it is to get it reissued?
No.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I wasn't paying any attention.
It's on your birthday every...
8 years.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't paying...
No idea. Let me look.
I go to vote today. The lady
Mine's
says...
this year.
The lady says... can I have some picture ID? I said, sure. So I whip out my driver's license. She scans it under this new barcode thing that they've got that gets you your ballot. And she goes, oh, Mr. Parks. I go, yes. She goes, your license has expired. To which I look at her and I go, oh, crap. And then I was like, oh, sorry.
I am 2019.
Okay.
One more year.
All right.
So what do you have to do now?
Well, I guess I have to go get a new license. Here's the other deal. Idea.
I think this happened to me once, and it was many years ago. They make it painful when you make that mistake. So you
well,
have to
I made
pay.
The mistake. I didn't pay any attention.
I think you have to retake the test, I think.
Easy, now that I got the new glasses. No problemo. Give me a look up a question.
How have you been flying?
Passports.
Okay.
And our trip was in early June. My license expired in mid-June.
Okay.
So I was still technically street legal when Rod and I took my mom to the TNC.
Drivers can renew their licenses every 3, 4, or 6 years, depending on their age. Really?
Mine was 8.
What do you do if it expires? Okay, in most cases, you can renew your driver's license by mail or in person. You'll need to make sure you renew on time, or you have to retake the written and driving test.
Oh, my God. Please.
You're going to have to go to the parking lot of, like, whatever that old Hobby Lobby is now, Planet Fitness. Park in between the cones, sir.
I am not redriving.
I told you, I knew in Kansas, if you let that sucker expire, it is a pain.
And what do I have to do?
I think you have to do all of that stuff again.
Excuse me, bitch!
No!
Here we go. It is illegal. If you are caught, you can be detained by a law enforcement official.
Oh, please.
You will be required to take the driver's examination again.
Excuse me, bitch!
Oh, there's a $1 penalty for reviewing your license past your expiration date.
Rod, there's a $1 penalty. I'm going to need to borrow a dollar.
Yep.
$1 penalty. Wow,
you're barking up the wrong tree if you're asking for a buck.
You can verify your identity with your expired license, but you need a verbal statement from another person living in the same household.
I don't have anybody else.
Okay. Under what system is that not faulty?
This is my friend Bob. He's going to say my name is...
Okay. You need a marriage certificate, which you don't have. bank or financial document with your address and a utility bill. Then you have to pass a vision exam.
Excuse me, bitch.
Pay applicable fees. Oh, he let it expire.
It was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose.
Lawbreaker.
Excuse me, bitch.
I found out when I went to vote today that my driver's license was expired.
By how much?
2 months.
I'm going to sneak in to that office when he goes up there with his paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to wait until he gets up there. They're like, now serving C4136. And I'm going to scream, Lawbreaker!
Excuse me, bitch!
keyword to cash is...
Is it undocumented? Because that's what you are.
It's class. C-L-A-S-S.
As in class A or C or D misdemeanor.
Class. Message and data rates may apply. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. Your keyword this hour is class. 72881. Newsroom, Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ. Only a couple more hours for voters to cast their ballots in the primary today. More next.
Call CO Ones right now because summer is here and you need to protect those outdoor areas of your home. Let their experienced team come out, clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear penetrating permanent sealant. Can you imagine the cost of replacing your deck, driveway, patio? CO Ones KC helps eliminate those worries because they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And how about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? They got you covered there. They'll put that permanent polymer decorative coating down, easy to clean, non-slip texture, will really bring that wow factor to your home. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. You're going to get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you can seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.